Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time, and hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Player.fm, Radio, Podbean, of course, my Blog Talk Radio community, those who will be joining me in the chat room, and if I did not mention the stream that you listen to Blog Talk Radio on, or I should say Got Clutter, Get Organized, then please let me know, like send me a message, put something in the chat room, do something and just let me know, because I would love to know where you are hearing me and what you're listening to me, venue you're listening to me on. I hope you are having a great start to your week. And, of course, our sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/get organized. And, of course, a little bit later, I'm going to be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. Well, this is the last week of Women's History Month, and tonight we have Dr. Renee Galloway, and she is going to be talking to us about women, power up women, and get organized. Power up women, and that means getting our visions, not the career, not the education, but our personal visions. I have my product for the week, my app suggestion for the week, my repurpose suggestion of the week, and my question for this week is, and I want you to still answer this, is during Women's History Month and even throughout the year, what woman has inspired you? What woman has inspired you? And there's so many women, but tonight, Ann Strickland. Ann Strickland, mother and grandmother, Ann, because if she had not put the seed, the thought of me starting this podcast so many years ago, I would not be on this podcast today, and it would not be broadcast on so many different streams. I mean, I got very emotional because before this podcast, I jumped on and I just Googled Got Clutter, Get Organized with Janet just to see, because somebody asked me, and I was in awe. I was just in awe of just how, where it was streamed, etc. So I thank you for listening and tuning in again. But before I bring on my guest interview, I just went out to Wikipedia and found out in the United States, Women's History Month traces its beginnings back to the first International Women's Day in 1911. And our guest, Dr. Renee Galloway, what started out as an informal coaching and consulting over 20 years ago soon grew into something bigger than she anticipated. Pursuing and completing her higher education goals while working full-time, Dr. Renee managed to remain faithful to her volunteer efforts and work in the ministry. While many people chose to prioritize their schedules according to what's important, Dr. Renee knows firsthand that it's even more vital than one is intentional about scheduling priorities. As a serial entrepreneur, author, and coach, she not only works with entrepreneurs of all backgrounds to help them define their purpose and passion, she's committed to staying in the birthing room with you until the point of your dream fulfillment and delivery. Her proven success strategies of goal setting, time management, and action plans have catapulted small and large business owners alike to new levels of success, no matter where they are in their entrepreneurial endeavors. And, of course, if you want to learn more about Dr. Renee, you know, just go to the show page, click the link, go to her website. So right now I am going to be sharing with you my interview with Dr. Renee.
Well, listeners, as we end Women's History Month, I wanted to bring back Dr. Renee Galloway because she is part of a project, and the project's name, actually the book's name, is Power Up Super Women, Stories of Courage and Empowerment. And I thought that would be a great way to end March, which is Women's History Month. So welcome back, Dr. Renee.
Hi, Janet. Thank you so much for inviting me back. I am excited, you know, when I hear just what women are doing and the empowerment and the courage they're showing. I'm just happy to join you and to talk just a little bit about the project that I'm involved in.
So speaking of the project, how did you become involved with this project?
Oh my, this is a great question. It just excites me when I think about how I became involved in this project, because I'm a believer in divine connections. Mm-hmm. So every time I go somewhere, even whether it's with my colleagues or friends, I make sure I meet someone new. I oftentimes will go with a group and I'll say, if you don't mind, I'm going to sit, you know, at a table with some people that I just don't know. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, they'll kind of look at me a little strange, but that's okay, because that's the reason I'm going out, to try to meet new people. You may have heard the quote before by Charlie Tremendous Jones, and he says, you will be the same person in 5 years as you are today, except for the people you meet and the books you read. So for me, I make it sure that I am meeting new people to enhance my life. So the book coach for my first book, Done, invited me to a meeting of the NSA, National Speakers Association, as a guest. I was familiar with the group, but just had never been to any of their events. And after the first meeting of the program year, they offered a huge opportunity to join for just $99. And I knew I could take advantage of that. So I signed up and attended a meeting. And at the second meeting, I introduced myself to a gentleman. And we had, you know, exchanged pleasantries, including business cards. So approximately 2 months later, he called and he reintroduced himself and asked if I remembered him. And I told him I had remembered him, because I did. And he asked that, he said a friend of his is doing a book project for women, and he asked if I wanted to become involved in it. And I said, well, of course, naturally, I need to know more. But he had also been involved in a collaboration with this same gentleman on a book that was about godly dads. Ooh. So I said, okay, very interesting. So he connected me with a gentleman who was doing the book project, and that's how we got started. We met, he sent me the information, and we took it from there.
Wow, that's interesting, because, you know, sometimes when I go out, like you, I like to meet somebody new, but sometimes I like to sit up the front, because there's something about people who are in the front of the room, at the front of the table. It's just something about that synergy. So, you know, I was reading some of the things in your book, and one of the things you said in your chapter is, when our personal vision aligns with our core values like hobbies and passions, that's when the sky is the limit and nothing is impossible. So why do you think it's important for us to have those personal visions?
Oh, yes, it's definitely important that we have a personal vision, because oftentimes we're living someone else's life and someone else decided this is who we were and this is where we needed to go. You ever hear of young people coming out of high school and they're pursuing their dreams based on their parents' vision of who they are, or, oh, you're going to go to school, or you're going to join the family business, and never getting to tap into that personal vision. But my vision, I say in the book, my vision chose me. I didn't choose it. The vision was always inside of me. But I've known what I know now, I would have identified it probably just a little earlier. We oftentimes, again, pursue careers based on what someone else decides we should do, or we end up in a job because it provides a living or a paycheck, never being passionate about it, and it's not ideal for us, but we never take that all-important step to say, you know what, no more. I'm just not going to just exist. I'm going to thrive instead of just survive.
And, you know, it's interesting you say that, Dr. Renee, because like many people, you know, so many people, like you said, when they get out of high school, they're told that path they need to take. And so many people for so many years, and I know you've heard it, you need to get a government job. And it's interesting how those dynamics changed, you know, in the past year on the stability of even that. So you're right. When you really figure out what your hobbies and your passions are, you know, you do need to have that personal vision for your life. So what is the importance of, because I know you work with a lot of your clients and in groups and workshops with vision boards. How important is that when it comes to our personal vision for our life?
I believe a vision board concept is very important because most of us are visual people. You ever smell something and it's like, oh, that smells really good. And then you see it and it's like, I think maybe if I saw it before I actually smelled it, maybe I wouldn't have been quite as excited about it. So I think the visual effect is very, very important. And I think we have to remember with vision boards that the board and the pictures don't actually come to life without us doing some work. The vision concept, it does work, but we have to work it. So even once it's completed, it does involve the action, the all-important action step to bring that vision to life. And that's why vision boards are important, because you know some celebrities actually vision board. Oprah Winfrey vision boards. Steve Harvey, Ellen DeGeneres, Beyonce, Katy Perry, Jim Carrey. I mean, these are people that most people would recognize at least one or two or even maybe three of them as being successful in their own way. So knowing behind the scenes, even successful people are definitely doing something to help ensure that success. So that's what I like about a vision board.
And I agree, the vision is key, but also you said the putting the work in, because I think for me, once I create the vision, seeing that vision, it's like, okay, these are some of the things I want to work on, so what do I need to do to achieve it? And then, you know, that gets into the planning and scheduling and all that, but you're right. Having that vision in front of you, it's like, okay, this is what you want for your life, Janet, so how are you going to do it? Because you're not going to do it just sitting here looking at it like it's a TV. So that is really, really good advice. So Dr. Renee, what if somebody right now is just trying to figure out, well, okay, I've had a career plan, you know, I've done the family plan, but how do I get started on my own personal vision for my life? How do I do that?
I would say for me, if I had known again what I know now, I would enlist the services of, during my coaching training, we were coached to recognize that everything we have is actually within us. So we need to ask just the right questions to pull it out of that person. So it's not just what we know, it's pulling it out with questions. So oftentimes I was reading Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins. And he says, quality questions create a quality life. So oftentimes we don't know what we want to do or how we can actually achieve it. So whenever I do a coaching session, whether it's one-on-one or in a group session, I ask questions. You know, what am I happy about now in my life? What am I excited about? Where do I want to go? What am I proud about? Some of these questions, and those invoke in us. It's like, okay, so maybe I am passionate about this, and no one ever asked me about that, so I was never able to actually answer that question. So that's what I feel like a coach can actually do. And a lot of times we think we can do it on our own, and, you know, and they look at coaching fees sometimes and say, oh, I'm not paying that much money for that. But we will invest in people, places, things, but oftentimes won't invest in ourselves. And I say that we are our best investment.
And that is so true. That is with anything else. Sometimes it is time, especially when you know you have a vision and a passion for something and you're just trying to figure it out. You need the resources, the wisdom, and the knowledge of a coach to take you from one level to another, because on your own, it might take you forever. But with a coach, they can strategically plan how you can get it done. And speaking of done, Dr. Renee, how can people get your books? I mean, you got two books. You got Done, A Guide to Prioritize, Plan, and Perform to Accomplish Your Goals. And, of course, you are part of a group of women in Power Up, Superwomen, Stories of Courage and Empowerment. And, of course, listeners, I have both books right here. So you need to get your copy.
So, yes, they can visit my website, sweetinspirationsllc.com. And that's where they can purchase both books. I also have videos on my website from two of my vision board parties that I've hosted. One was for youth from between the ages of 13 and 18, and the other was an adult group. So, yes, they can actually get a glimpse into the world of vision boarding from the perspective of my friends as well.
Okay, listeners, and you know what, how I do with all of my guests, you will be able to have a direct link to their site on the show page. So, Dr. Renee, thank you once again for just sharing your wisdom and your knowledge in regards to just personal visions for our lives. So thank you.
Thank you, Janet, for having me, and all the best to everyone. And I always end by saying, yes, you too can say done.
And wasn't that an awesome interview? You too can say done. So check out Dr. Renee's website, but also begin to think about your personal vision for yourself and for your life. So our sponsor, Audible, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/get-organized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title for free. Start listening. Go to audibletrial.com/get-organized. And my audiobook selection for this week is When Organizing is Not Enough, Shed Your Stuff, Change Your Life. Again, When Organizing is Not Enough, Shed Your Stuff, Change Your Life, by a female author and fellow organizer, Julie Morgenstern. So, for those of you who it is now spring and you're tired of living with the piles from last year, last season, you're ready to find things the first time, you want to get your life organized, so you want to be a part of a community that can help you on that journey to living that organized life, and it's the Get My Life Organized Facebook group. Female only, women only, nothing against you men, but sometimes women, we just need to get together and we need to get roll up our sleeves and get our fingernails dirty and get stuff done. So it's a safe place where you can post questions, photos, videos of your organizing challenges, and you receive strategies directly from me. And, of course, the group always is in a supportive role as well, because sometimes you just need that support from other group members. But you get weekly sessions. I just did a weekly session just, you know, sharing the goals for the week, just the focus for the week, and just motivating and encouraging everybody. You also get personal strategies from me. So if you post a video, so if you post some photos, I'm going to tell you how to get organized from start to finish. You will, of course, get to see product reviews, and there's some other things that I'm going to be sharing in the group this year. And starting April 1st, we're going to do 30 days of self-care. We did 30 days of self-care last year, and we're going to do 30 days of self-care in 2019. I'm excited. So you can get started with just an investment of $1. After that, it's an investment of $7 a month to get strategies from me an organizer who's been doing it for over 25 years. So come join us. Well, now I want to share with you some Taylor tips, some Taylor's tip time on just organizing your life. Power up to get organized. You want to schedule time weekly to plan your meals, your outfits, your tasks, your to-dos. You want to reevaluate things, whether it's the bank you use, the cell phone, your investments, your insurance. You also want to make sure you take care of your body. Get those annual checkups, ladies. And how are you managing your time? Do you need to change? We all have those online calendars where we can pop it up on our laptops and on our cell phones. But is that really helping you manage your time? I now have my week at a glance on my refrigerator, so I know what is going on. I don't have to pick up my phone or run to my computer screen. And then make sure you take a day of rest and also have some fun as well. So those are the five things I want to help you focus on for the Taylor's Tip Time for this week. And, of course, if you just need a little bit of encouragement and motivation, I am always here for one-on-one sessions. You can always reach out to me for a free 15-minute session just to see if we would be good at working together. But, you know, you may need someone to help you stay on track of your project, of organizing your life, of organizing your stuff. And I can help you one-on-one do that in virtual sessions. They can be either doing it via the phone or they can be either via Zoom. So we can see each other and I can see your stuff. So always go to www.janetmtaylor.com, click on that contact page, and connect with me as well. Of course, I want to thank you for following me on social media, for your likes, for your retweets, for your sharing. Thank you. And please continue to share and also subscribe to my YouTube channel because I'm putting more videos out there. And check out the Pinterest board. And I do Pinterest page, and I have a board on organized living, so check that out. But I've got many boards out there, so check them all out. And, of course, you know today is Monday. And what's tomorrow? Toss It Tuesday. So simplify your life by tossing magazines you don't have time to read. You know, there's so many digital versions, and I know sometimes you still like to have that physical copy. So I would suggest that what you do is maybe you don't subscribe to magazines, and when you do see a physical copy you want, you just buy that. And then you just read it, and then you pass it on to a friend, and they pass it on to a friend, and so on and so on. So, you know, but toss those magazines that you really don't need, and you know you don't have time to read. So now on to my suggestions for the week. My app suggestion is, of course, HomeZada, because we are spring cleaning, so it's time to really go through our home and our life, get rid of stuff, bring new stuff, then replace stuff, change stuff. So you want to keep track of all of that. My repurpose suggestion, because it's spring, is maybe repurpose some of the things in your home that maybe you're not ready to let go of, but maybe you can use them in the garden. Give them a second life. Product suggestion, I would love for you to go to my Amazon shop and check out some of the products that you can use to organize, whether it's hangers, whether it's storage containers, whether it's things for your command center, whether it's the My Body Passport because you are getting all of your exams and you need to have a place to put them, all of those wonderful, you know, test results and et cetera. So check it out. And, of course, there's all links on my web, on my show page that will take you directly to the Amazon shop. So my quote for this week is, no matter how long the winter, spring is sure to follow. No matter how long the winter, spring is sure to follow. And this is not only just because some of us just are tired of the cold and we're ready for the warm weather. But you know what? Maybe you have just felt like this season in the past has just, winter just has not only been a cold season, but it's been a rough season. And you know, spring comes. as they say, joy comes in the morning. The sun will rise tomorrow. So sometimes it may look dark and it may look dreary, but I can tell you from personal experience, you just got to keep moving forward. I know it's not easy. I know sometimes you may have to struggle to get out of bed just to, because you feel like, oh, my goodness, Jen, it's just so much going on. I got so much going on at work. I got so much going on at home. I am surrounded by all this clutter. But doing one thing at a time, one box, one drawer, one shelf, one closet, one category, it may be the pants, it may be the skirts, it may be the shoes, it may be the dishes, but one thing at a time. And each day, just doing that one thing until you finally realize, hey, wait a minute, I've organized the entire kitchen. I've organized my entire closet. It's not easy. You know, with everything, I still remember becoming debt-free. It was just one bill, one payment, one thing at a time. It's like eating healthy. It's just doing one thing, drinking one glass of water, eating one more piece of fruit, deciding that I'm not going to eat those hot dogs. And I'm not saying hot dogs are bad. But we all know sometimes when we need to push things away and out of our diets. So I just wanted to share that with you. Or to follow. So next week I'm excited because we are going to be talking about spring clean our pantry with Ramona Wellness by Ramona. So I'm excited about that. We are also going to be learning productivity strategies from a dad, and that interview was awesome. I mean, I could have listened to James Sudakow for hours. That was a wonderful. And, of course, I will be coming to you with some moving strategies, first for your office. You know, you may be moving your home office from one room to another, from one floor to another, from one location to another, how to do it, and then how to move your home. Just some different strategies that you can use to get those things done. And then, of course, you know, I am working on some other ideas for May. So if you've got some ideas for May, you need to share them with me because that's how I got the move. And somebody said, Janet, can you please throw some moving stuff in there? So got that going on. And then, of course, I am working on some other things as well. So begin to look at my YouTube channel because I've been reviewing a lot of different products, which I think are really great specifically for organizing you, but also if you just don't have a lot of space, but you know you certainly need things in your home organized. So, and you just have to conserve space because you're downsizing, you're living the minimalist life. So just remember that as well. But always go to my website at JanetMTaylor.com. Again, it's JanetMTaylor.com. Of course, you know, follow me on via social media and et cetera. So I wanted to let you all know I truly, truly appreciate each and every one of you. So thank you so much for listening. And until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day and an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.